Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, I'm going to speak about forgiveness from the perspective of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Forgiving is a great, to be able to forgive other people is a great moral trait. In fact, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family was a figure who was known for being kind and very much forgiving. Compared to what we have to face today, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, had to endure greater trials and tribulations from the Almighty. The people of Quraysh, there are reports which say that the people of Quraysh spat at the Prophet, hurt him, and threw dirt at him when he was returning home from the mosque after performing his prayers, but the Prophet never responded to their ill behavior or to their misconduct. There are different incidents. It has been reported that the Prophet went to Taif, and an incident took place in Taif when the Prophet tried to preach the word of God among the people in Taif. The people there refused to accept his invitation. Of course, the locals and the young people, the young men of Taif, they were called Saqif tribe or Saqif clan, threw stones at him. They threw camel dirt at the Prophet, and they caused him injury. And so the Prophet suffered a lot when he was in Taif. But the Prophet still prayed that the people would be forgiven by Allah, even though the archangel Gabriel offered to destroy the people of Taif. But the Prophet of forgiveness, the Prophet of Rahmah, prayed that those people be forgiven and that Allah shower His mercy upon those people to guide them in the right path. The approach taken by the Prophet was to forgive and pray for the well-being of the people. He never cursed the people, even though they were not good at him, even though they were mean towards the Prophet, since he was the Prophet of Rahmah and he was mercy to the worlds. He prayed for their forgiveness and prayed for their well-being. The act of hurting others, being, you know, temperamental and harboring hate and vengeance towards others, will disrupt one's physical health and even increase blood pressure. Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters, and of course we will come back with the continuation of the story. Welcome back. This is Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We talked about forgiveness from the perspective of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Hate is something that you can harbor, but it's a kind of illness. It actually endangers your physical well-being. It affects the person's life more than it affects other people in the neighborhood. Now, the noble virtues of forgiveness practiced by the Prophet, peace be upon him, should be an example followed by mankind. You know, if someone came to seek forgiveness, the Prophet would immediately forgive that person. It takes a lot to forgive a person, as it requires a big heart and a kind soul, actually. It requires broad-mindedness. A person who forgives is considered to be very noble as well. There are few people who can forgive, but forgiveness is one of the best qualities that a person can have in his life. The act of forgiveness must be practiced anytime and anywhere. No human being is free from making mistakes. Therefore, there shouldn't be any reason to shy away from asking for forgiveness. We should never feel that forgiving someone is a burden for forgiveness, because forgiveness is deemed a truly noble act in the eyes of Almighty Allah. There is a verse in the Holy Quran which says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Okay? Now, سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ means that you have to hasten towards God's forgiveness. You have to make haste. The religion of Islam is a religion of competition. It is like a race. Everyone should race towards forgiveness. Everyone should race towards mercy of Allah. Everyone should race towards achieving more proximity to Allah. That's what sari'u means. Everyone should excel other people. If you are forgiving, you should forgive others more than other people. And if you are generous, you should be more generous than other people. This is what the religion of Islam is. It's not, you know, the religion of Islam is not like staying quiet somewhere and doing nothing, of course, being very much, down to earth and keeping your eyes closed. That's not at all. That's not what Islam is about. So Islam is about competitiveness, about being in competition with other people. And that's what sari'u means. Sari'u means making haste towards forgiveness. There is, of course, someone else who competes with you in the religion. So if you want to excel him, you should also make haste, and you have to, of course, race, and you have to make haste towards God, forgiveness, towards generosity and being merciful, and you have to make haste towards achieving more proximity to Allah. We will come back with the continuation of the program, like Muhammad.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
It is related from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he said, on the day of resurrection, a herald will call out, whoever's reward is with God, then let him enter paradise. It will be asked, whose reward is with God? It will be answered, those who forgive the people, for they will enter paradise without being held to account. And there are more traditions to come about forgiveness, about being kind, about being merciful. I would like to request dear brothers and sisters to read the Prophet's traditions in the books authored by prominent Shia scholars for themselves. Of course, there are many books written by Shia authors, and these books are available on the internet. I want you to go through those books and improve your knowledge, improve your understanding of religious teachings, of morality, of akhlaq according to the Prophet. And I pray that you are successful, inshallah. May Allah grant you success. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad. رسول